Live from New Wakanda, Indiana, it's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show, starring King Stephen. And today, he is going to talk about what is going on with his new job, but without revealing anything about the real name. He's bringing back the section, The Job Journal. Which will be Job Journal number 10. It's been a long time since he used it. And with me, hey now, Hank Aaron, to observe what's going on. Now to reveal the new segment of the Job Journal 10, here's your host, King Stephen. Thank you, Hank. Thank you. Welcome to the Nation of Wakanda show. I am your host, King Stephen. And today is the return of the Job Journal. Job Journal number 10. But before we get into it, first we want to do a dedication. We want to sponsor this podcast out to Chipotle. Appreciate you boys with all this good food. Yeah, it's way better than Qdoba. Now let me tell you about this journal. They say a job is very stressful, and I can believe that. But when you are surrounded by people who have caused you certain stress and pain, you need to find a way how to act. So, the way I'm saying this is when I came back to my old job, let's call it Tacos to Go. No, not Tacos. Mexican to Go. I remember one of the people there who I worked with. Back then, I was a crew member. Now, with my experience of working in Butler, in other places, I am now one of their grill cooks. One of the GMs who hired me because he felt like that my experience of working in this company, working with that company, and also working in other places as a cook, a lead cook, would bring more class and prestige into this place. And he was right. It was going fine. I clearly had to end up working nights. The GM and also the assistant manager or apprentice, they like to call, basically helped me make sure I got home safely. Now, basically, it's been going, let's just say it's been turned upside down. We've been having problems with people not showing up to work. But here's the most thing that's really got me pissed. There were two people at work that I thought I could trust. Turns out they were wolves in sheep's clothing. I'm not going to say their names, but I will say they've been complaining about the way how things operate around here. About hours, and also the fact that everyone's tired. Let manager. That I basically was hired by was named Travis. He basically was a good soul. And he can tell I was doing good work. He was very patient. He never yelled at me. He took me aside to talk to me. And the other one was Adam. Also proud of me. I instantly bonded with him. I wanted to do something nice for my man, for my GM during the time. And that was not until a few weeks ago, I basically was gonna surprise my manager with a gold watch that was gonna buy and put LL's name on the card. But before that happened, my co-workers basically snapped and complained. They basically got more water. I thought by giving him something nice would basically make him cheer up. Now, I felt like my entire world got turned upside down. I felt heartbroken. I felt like I've been punked and screwed over the fact that I was gonna give something nice to a man who risked his own job to bring me back to this company. Because I have never given a manager a gift for all the work he's put in to make me feel more comfortable. And now, because of a certain individual who will remain nameless, decided to complain over the fact this manager won't know that he was a good man, good GM to me. It hurts me very much. You know, he asked me what was my goal once. My goal was to actually own my own restaurant, a buffet, a fusion buffet. And he also knew that I was a big fan of MasterChef. He asked me, why don't you do MasterChef? I told him I can't do that. Not yet. I have 2 things to take care of. One is getting married, and two, make sure that the store that I'm working at is in good hands. They say I'm not just a goofball. They even call me Big Dog or the Big Guy. But when they see me doing my work, they basically say that's a workforce, a work general. And now, basically, that GM who hired me won't be able to see the potential I have. Because all the complaining and also stress got to him and he ended up quitting. I'm tired of this mess. I feel like the only way to do something is just to complain. Which, I don't mind complaining, but I kind of feel like certain people need to understand where what this business is, okay? Yes, there's going to be problems. Yes, you need to find a better way how to deal with this. And yes, you can't just basically rush people that much. Because I've seen people rush making people happy and giving them what they want. I see them with cuts, almost getting, almost losing a finger. It's not cool. It really isn't. But I feel like no one doesn't want this job. We're still going through coronavirus right now. People need to learn how to be more trustful and stop complaining. I feel like with me and also the new people that are there, we can basically turn our store into a better place. Undo the horror that's been going on lately. People will have equal amounts of hours. And also, we'll have great responsibility. And people will relax more. Now, I can't predict the future. Now, I can't predict the fact that how long these people who have been complaining and having problems is going to last. But I can tell you this, the Lord tells me that their day is coming. And when they realize, the Lord said, you don't need to basically have to deal with this. Dealing with this is only going to fuel the fire. And their sentence has yet to be carried out. When they realize that there's good things happening to other people around them, they're going to ask, oh, why anything is not happening to us? They're going to realize, once they realize that they have lost everything, lost all the friends they have, they're going to realize not to be acting a fool and not take things for granted. Now, let me talk about these two individuals who I have a beef with that's been stressing me out ever since this whole thing started. I'm not going to name their names. Let's just say mom and daughter. You guys, mom and daughter, you better be careful what you say, because for the past couple of weeks, you guys took it upon yourself to dare me to try to lay my hands on you, and also start something with me. Are you serious? If there's one thing that I was basically raised on, and that's never hit a woman, let alone a lady. No matter how crazy, how stuck up, how mean, and also how much, I ain't gonna say the B word. I'm just gonna say unstable creatures they are. Now, I am fortunate enough that I have a beautiful fiance. soon-to-be wife, by the way, has never acted like that. Now, when it comes to work, we both are stubborn, and there's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes you have to break that habit. But that's not about me and my wife, basically. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just basically sick and tired of you, mom and daughter, basically always got me trying to test the waters with me or give me stress out. Y'all's bickering and complaining has enough to drive someone into so much drinking, they ain't gonna be coming the next day. I can tell you one thing. Luckily, I have high metabolism. I basically drunk a whole dang bottle of wine every single time. Well, only that time when they stretched me out really badly. But I stopped doing that and decided to do more meditating. Now, if people are not going to be understanding and respect other people's feelings, then they shouldn't have a job. Now, and you guys basically are trying to demand respect. Let me tell you something I learned a long time ago. You don't demand respect, you basically earn respect. Now, if I'm basically being called a workhorse and also someone who needs to be a leader around here and set an example, I would make sure that you guys would basically have to learn how to earn your respect for people. Because the way you guys are trying to earn respect is not the way. Always snapping off on people. Always gotta be pushing the buttons of everybody. That's not cool. That could basically get somebody in trouble. I've seen people basically drive other people crazy. And it's basically, and the way I see it right now, if a leader has to set an example when it comes to this, then I have no problem doing that. Because here's the thing. I need to start, and a leader needs to start and putting more time into it instead of acting like a bunch of high-pull stormtroopers. How about the fact that certain people thinking, oh, he's just a random person. The GM who was here basically brought me in here so I can basically keep people honest. So far, I keep people on their job and keep them on their toes. But some of them are not. Now I need to. Sorry, everyone, just watching TV, watching in plain sight. Anyway, I'm just getting tired of the fact that I'm basically. Now, I'm trying to. Be the right person that basically that sets the exam. Besides, here's the thing. My code of honor and also conduct is basically, it's how to have a sense of humor when it comes to certain things. And also work within the rules of the place I'm working at. My side doesn't drive people away with their complaining and nonsense. I earn my respect. But apparently, when it comes to other people that don't do that, if that were true, I wouldn't be here. Look. When I'm going to give a gift to someone, I give them to the heart for what they did for me. And besides, the people that I trust the most is the manager I basically call. There are a few people I trust the most. Three of them I consider as sisters. But one of them who has been there longer is like a little sister to me. And the new people you have, I basically connect to them, but when it comes to you two, mother and daughter, it's like you like to stick a roll of dynamite and basically poke in the bear. I hope, I know you guys are gonna have to bring your girls a lot of pancake, hamburgers, seafood, etc. before you have to start with the big dog around here. There's two things I need to worry about, and that's maintaining my station and getting out great food right now. This ain't the first time I had to end up dealing with this type of mess, my mom and daughter. It's the first time I had to deal with this at this place. But you know damn well it's always hunt season for the big dog. And you want to know the difference with my experience and also my license? I got international hunt license. And I'm taking this pain and anger and putting it onto my episodes and my music. And mom and pop, I'll be glad to put this on. Glad to talk about y'all on my music and feel less stressed out and make sure you guys are good. Now, I'm basically over the fact I don't like, I'm trying to basically get to know you guys. I'm trying to. But every single time you guys push my buttons and also don't double check everything, especially on your life, that basically makes me frustrated. All right? You have to be accurate when it comes to stuff like that. Because it's not only affecting me, it's also affecting the manager too. In charge. And I'm trying to do my best to do that. Now, I am going to do what I do best. Let's get the job done. Now, with all due respect, mom and pop, mom and daughter, none of this would have happened if you guys would have kept your mouth shut. Now, why? Well, not why, huh? Okay, I just had, I'm having a train of thought, and it's just been a long day at work. Been working nonstop. Now, I need to make sure if I'm going to be the right, if I want to basically own my own restaurant one day, I have to start learning how to deal with my stress the right way. And the way I'm handling it is not good. I'm lashing out. I'm actually snapping. I can't walk away. But my old brother, one of my family members said, we all gone through something. And the best way to do it is to lash out or let it out somewhere the right way. And we lose a little something in the process. You sacrifice more or anyone see it. It'd be easier to let resentment build up inside, but it's gotta come out somewhere. Cause I feel like every time I do something right, I do something wrong. That's what I feel when it comes to you, mom and daughter. And what do you think I'm trying to do when I'm working here? What do you think I'm fighting and scratching for? And I will say this, if I am lucky enough to own my own restaurant the right way and get good people, there's one thing I'm not going to forget. I ain't going to forget the people that helped me along the way. But you two, y'all ain't invited.
No.
You heard what I said. I am not the person you guys can just buy off. So I'm just gonna basically say this. You two keep pushing me, you won't be welcome in my life. Because here's the thing. I'm not even gonna listen here, mom and daughter. I'm not gonna be held up by you two. You are out of line, you're disrespectful. And you're out of my circle. If you ain't gonna be showing me some love and kind and acting a fool, then you don't need to be here. Because I'm telling you this, you guys get me triggered again, I will walk out of this place for good. And every single person who basically knows me at the place will be snapping and also be upset over the fact of what you guys did to me. But that's only if they feel like you guys did something wrong. So I'm not covering y'all again. And if you guys think you guys can run my life, just remember one thing. I have more experience than you when it comes to working. Because I've dedicated my life to making sure I'm very good. Not very good. Thank you, people are good. Now, that's all I'm gonna say today for this episode. Can join me next time. Join me tomorrow on the podcast. Other words. Oh, anyway, let me sign off for today. Join me tomorrow at around noon because I will be doing a special guest on my podcast that certain people on Facebook have been asking. Her name is Kay. Well, actually, Katie. Yeah, she got a lot going on with her story, her life. Yeah. And I'm getting ready for that for soon. Also gotta get ready because I am 14 days away. Being a married man. Because I feel like I have already accomplished a lot. A chef, getting married, a bartender, have a strong family. There's more adventures coming. But stay tuned. And before I sign off, let me just leave you with this quote. The best way to stand up to people that complain and always act a fool is to look them right in the face and basically call them out. That's how I would do it. So this is King Steven signing out. Good night, everyone.